Welcome in, heroic husbands from around the planet, to another episode of Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. Today we're talking about how to hit hero husband energy levels with one exercise, and we're going to be going deep into the pillar of the Be the Husband She Brags About marriage mastery system, pillar number four, and state. This is the king trains in self-regulated energy mastery to gift his highest enthusiasm and sexual drive to his woman and the world all day long. Highest enthusiasm and sexual drive. Gifting that to your woman and the world all day long. I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, for so many years, I was nowhere near this level. Nowhere. I wasn't even coming close. And the more and more I reflected upon myself and then coaching other guys and then being in men's groups with so many men around the world, I've just come to realize it's a rare husband that manages his energy in such a way that he can show up with this highest enthusiasm and sexual drive to gifting it to his woman in the world all day long. And, you know, behind the scenes, in the privacy of our own inner world lives and, you know, behind locked doors, behind closed doors in our families, you know, most married men struggle with their energy levels. There's an overwhelming list of chores and responsibilities that goes along with the octagon of marriage. And in some ways, our generation of husbands, of men showing up as with the best intentions in the world of doing the best job that's available to us, I mean, there's never been more demands placed on us as husbands than ever before. There's the demands of women expecting and wanting more from us as men, as husbands, as fathers than ever before in history in many ways. And there's a lot of kickback that we're getting from sort of their mothers, the previous feminine generations, you know, the women gone before them. There's sort of a kickback. Definitely intolerable to repeating the patterns of generations gone before. So, you know, we have to deal with that. But also the expectations of the rapidly shifting outer economic and work environments. I mean, the expectations on us in intimate relationship, parenting and work, etc., etc. It's the expectations and the demands are very often overwhelming on our psychology and our sense of energy. The end result, you know, most evenings, definitely on work days, so many husbands are feeling guilty that they're too exhausted to be intimate with their wives. You know, at the end of the day, long, hard day at work, too exhausted to be fully present with their kids, to do homework or to be playful, just to be with their kids. And the so many different variations of this, but men are relying so often, the vast majority of men in marriage are relying on addictions to take off the edge in their evenings. And addictions can be surprising beasts because it can take so many different variations. They're the old classics, and it can be life for a good few men, you know, a couple of beers or a couple of beers too many. Glass of wine, you know, just taking the edge of your day, you know, just this massive mental overwhelm during your day. You come in, you have to meet the demands coming in at home of doing whatever, parenting, stuff around the house, bit of DIY, getting top of accounts from work, etc., etc. You just end up getting to a point where your nervous system is maxed. So whatever it is, you know, the couple of beers, social media, just going into trance-like state, just watching TV. There can be porn addictions. There can be all of these different types of addictions. Comfort eating can be sort of classically placed to the feminine side, women that comfort eat, but a lot of men, you know, like you just pick out, you know, that you could prepare a better meal, but you just sort of treat the family. But treating the family is like you get a takeout. Let's just get a takeout. It's comfort eating. And all of these are okay. There's no shaming in this, but it's just to become aware, you know, within yourself, getting real here at the very beginning of the podcast. So, you know, do you note any of these type of patterns in your own life. This feeling of exhaustion, of tiredness at the end of your day where you're not being present with your woman, with your kids, and yeah, you're just leaning in on these certain types of activities that you know they're not for the betterment of you as a man, but you just don't have the energy, you don't have the presence to ask any more of you at that stage. If you're saying yes, if your hand is energetically coming up, you are in the majority of husbands out there. So that's okay, but this is what we're working with. And what ends up happening in the vast majority of men, married men, is we end up thinking that time is the major monster that we must slay. We kick off this unwinnable battle to control time because it's like it's time. There's so much stuff we have to do. It's like the list of chores, of responsibilities that we have as family men, as husbands, in intimacy, as lovers, as parents. It's like we're a taxi driver for our kids, schooling, work. It just seems to get out of control. And no sooner have you nailed one responsibility that there's like, because of the shifting age, the shifting schooling of your kids, your wife changes work, she changes fucking whatever club or social thing she's doing. There's more and more chores and responsibilities. It's like just no sooner that you've ticked one off the list, another one comes in its place. So we end up trying to manage our time. And in this, you'll see what we end up yearning for. Our deepest desires can indicate this battle with time. So many men, you know, in coaching and in deep men's work and men's circles, if you go at like, you know, it's like a men's retreat where you're there present together for 2 or 3 days, even up to 7 days. So often what you hear coming through modern men is this yearning for, you know, during the week, it's for the weekend. It's for the freedom of the weekend to have some pockets of time where you can do you. Holiday time. It's like, man, you know, like just that the holidays come around so you can go off for a week, 2 weeks. And there again, it's just that you have time available to do you, to just chill the fuck out and relax and be able to just sit and whatever your chill out mode is, read a book, meditate, go for a run, go fishing, go be outdoors in nature, your time. A lot of guys end up in this mentality of like yearning for this retirement thing. You know, just, oh man, just when I retire, you know, I'll be able to go to the woods, go to the mountains, be in the forest, do what I want, finally write my book, dedicate myself to my yoga and meditation that I don't ever have enough time for, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in that, there can be quite a few of you out there are entrepreneurs. So it's this yearning for financial freedom. You know, financial freedom. And what is it about financial freedom that we're normally, what's underneath that current of desire? The financial freedom equals time freedom. So, oh, when I'm financially free, I'll be able to do whatever I want. My time will be my own. So the focus is on time. And yet, there's a major issue with time. If time is your only focus, subconsciously and consciously, time is a finite resource. You know, the husband, the man who is showing up in family life, in intimate relationships and parenting and work, and he's nailing it. It's the old classic sort of cliche thing. It's almost annoying, but it's like he has the same 24 hours as the man who is totally overwhelmed, who is struggling to be present, who is absolutely overwhelmed most days of his of year. Same 24 hours. Same 60 minutes, you know, same 60 seconds in every one of those minutes. The more empowering variable to look at in your existence is energy. Time is a finite resource. It's a fixed variable. It's 24 hours. Energy is different. Energy isn't a fixed variable. You can have low energy, you can have high energy. You know, like, and when you start getting to it, let's just, I want to build a little bit of a picture about, you know, the effects of energy management in marriage. Myself, for years, like when I go to, you know, the pillar of the marriage mastery system, that, you know, state, that level of energy, the highest enthusiasm and sexual drive, gifting that to my woman and the world all day long, I was far from that. Really, really struggling to get at that. And when I look now, you know, there's a catastrophic cost of poor energy management in marriage. It's a price that, like, you pay an extraordinary price. I would even go as far to say that the vast majority of divorces, of separations, and the worst case scenario, I say very often, it's like unhappily ever after. It's almost like a worst case scenario beyond divorce and separation. But the real reason for most of those separations and divorces and unhappily ever after, it's poor energy management. Let's build in a little bit of context. If we sort of playfully put energy levels on a scale of 1 to 10. And again, as you're listening in to me vicariously, just, you know, be sort of, have a self-awareness, this like meta-awareness of your own thinking, of your own situation. You know, bring this as a true, profound, self-reflective journey as you're listening in. 1 to 10, touch base with where you're at. 1 is sort of just about energy to get out of bed. I mean, 1 out of 10 energy is you've the energy to get out of bed, do the bare basics. I mean, hygiene, just about. Feeding yourself, just about. Work, just about. Okay, so it's just bare moving through your reality. 0, one might say, like, okay, you're going into like a literal coma. So I'm hoping, well, if you're listening in, you're not at 0. 10 out of 10, that's like off the charts. It's this highest enthusiasm. And remember, like, enthusiasm, I love the root of words, like understanding the depth of profound meaning and significance that are in words when we use them. Enthusiasm comes from entheos. Entheos is the God within. Entheos. It's the God within. It's the highest spiritual energy. You know, radical enthusiasm. You're just beaming out. Your eyes are lit up. Your skin is radiating aliveness and energy. Your voice, like, you're just tuned in, tapped in, turned on to source energy bubbling through you. And sexual drive is that energy. It's just like you're like the stallion in the field, that like just unstoppable, penetrating, you know, your woman in the world to get what you want. You're just that state of energy. That's 10 out of 10. The massive issue comes is that when you're in a low energy state, we'd say like 1 to 4, let's say 5 out of 10, you know, it's like eventually you get to a point where, you know, 7 out of 10 is a low energy state. You want to keep in that 8, 9, 10 out of 10 state. This is like just upping your standards of what you're expecting from your lived experience. But 1 to 5 out of 10, we'd say that's low energy. When you have that low energy state, and you bring that home to your wife, like, this is in the context of marriage, of course. It has massive repercussions for life and for work. But, you know, a major issue with marriage, and I want to speak to this on energy. One of the biggest issues that pisses our women off to no ends, and our kids as well, is the lack of integrity we have with our gifting of energy to the world. Because I know I was guilty of this for years, where, you know, when I get on a call with a client, I could muster from the depths of my being, you know, 8, 9, 10 out of 10 enthusiasm, presence, positivity. And it was so frustrating and actually deeply hurtful to my wife that magically I had this on switch for a client, somebody that was paying me, or a potential client. In my work and mission in the world, I would always access this power switch inside of me that would turn on, give my highest self to these guys around the world. And then when the workday was over, I'd bring my 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 10 energy to my wife and kids. When if I think back now and feel into it, like, how dreadfully hurtful is that for the woman in your life? And touch base with yourself, because most guys, when I share this, the vast majority of guys go, yeah, oh, they resonate like with immediate effect. It's like we gift our highest self to work, because in many senses, and I've spoke to this before, it's like we feel at home in work because that's like the provider role. That's like our, from the Industrial Revolution, we have been conditioned to believe that our main function as men is to provide, is to earn, that our greatest value, our self-esteem is based subconsciously, like, is so linked to success at work, success at earning money, and you know, showing up in career and like rising the ladder at work, rising the ladder financially, etc. That, like, that's where we get our main kick. We don't really feel like we belong at home to have a sacred role as a husband, as and as a parent. And as a result of this subconscious belief system, we like bring our best and gift our best to work, and then we bring the sort of shitty bits, the, you know, the bits that are left over at the end of the day, at home. Now, what happens psychologically within us is when you have, let's just go, like, we'll go extreme on this. Again, touch base with yourself. Like, does this show up in your reality? If you're at a 1, 2 out of 10 on energy levels, well, then any problem that comes to you in your evening is going to take on like a 10 out of 10 problematic nature. It's an incalcitrant bitch of a thing that's been put to you. Have you ever found yourself that, you know, you come in from a tough, hard day at work and your wife, you know, asks you some simple, mundane task that it's like, with 10 out of 10 energy, it's so simple. It's like, yes, honey, boom, done, high enthusiasm, you know, on to the next task. But when you're at that tired, exhausted, I've had a hard day, you know, I just want to get in home, just want to get to sit down, you know, ideally, I just like the whole evening booked off to myself to do diddly squat or just do what I want. And like that type of energy, you're dragging your feet energetically coming in. And then she asks you to do, you know, it's like, oh, hey, honey, you're like, your parents are coming over later on. Can you tidy up the hallway, you know, the entrance? I just want to have a tidy when they come in. And you might say, yeah, but it's like, you know, at that moment, you've been putting out fires all day at work, in your business and in the office. And, you know, you just let a sigh out. You go out, but you're doing it, and it's like you're grudgingly doing it. You're sort of resenting her. You're resenting, maybe not her. You might even psychologically feel like, yeah, it's fair enough. Like, I have to tidy up the place, but it's like, fuck, doing it. And instead of it taking 5 minutes with your 10 out of 10 energy available, you're there 20 minutes later and you get distracted and you're looking at your phone during it, and you suddenly, like, an unimportant phone call takes 10 out of 10 importance, and you end up calling your mate or calling somebody in the club, and your wife there, she's looking at you, she's tapping like her watch, sort of like, can you get with it? And just this task becomes a problem. Or your kids come to you with some issue at work, or they want you to go outside and take a look at hot, or give them a hand creating something, and it's like, you might say no, but it's like, because you have 1, 2, 3 out of 10 energy, every chore, every request that comes your way from your family takes this 10 out of 10 problem issue. It just is like, oh, it's like everything seems massive. Does that ring home for you? And again, it's okay. It's okay that it rings home. I know the vast majority of men that I put these reflections to immediately to be like, oh man, you've no idea. And the major issue in that is that's what we end up gifting our family the vast majority of time. Because if you want to say, apart from the morning, and like, there's certain ways you can optimize the morning, but how most married men do it, it's like the morning time is the quick up, might have a quick shower, get your breakfast, kiss your wife in the cheek, get the kids off to school, and you get to work. It's sort of, it's a little bit chaotic. It can be a bit crazy. You can bring as much nice energy to it, but it's like, it's not a lot of slow down quality time in the morning. So the evening time is the window of time that your wife sort of has you to herself. Your kids have you to themselves, or so they would desire. But in that window of time, like, if we've put the vast majority of our energy into our work, into our mission, into our colleagues, into our clients, into solving all the problems that come our way at work, you know, sending emails, awkward conflict situations that are just really taxing on our psychology to sort out, difficult conversations, and we gift like so much, the vast majority of our energy at work. And if you've gifted the vast majority of your energy at work, you're mismanaging your energy at work as well. But like, we come home and we're quite spent. Our wife and children will never be satisfied no matter how much time we gift them in the evening. And this is the massive cost. This is the crux of why I'm putting forward that energy management is absolutely imperative. If you're listening in here, guys, every single one of you listening in, I mean, you've read the title, Be the Husband She Brags About. So there's a part of you, deep down, you're showing up to your wife on a daily basis, and there's a deep yearning in you, because it's natural and it should be there. It's sort of meant to be there. I mean, if you're doing the marriage game, I mean, the part in you, there's a part in every man that wants to do it to the best of his capacity, wants to have the happiest, most fulfilling, satisfying, sexually attractive, beautiful experience with your woman, you know, to be feeling radically alive as a man in marriage. That's there. That's why you're listening in. Yet, when you continually insist on showing up with your woman with low energy levels, she's never going to be satisfied with your presence, no matter how much time you gift her. And remember, if we're coming from a time issue, we're thinking, oh, it's time is the monster we're trying to slay. The issue is time with our family in the evenings. When you're coming from the classic sort of subconscious male perspective, where it's like, oh man, I just need time to myself. I just need time to get out and like get jogging. I just need time to get to walk the dog. It's time. You're like, the massive problem is time. So coming from the time perspective, without any awareness of energy, any additional request for our time, for more time to be taking from us, we end up resenting. We want to get the job done as quick as possible. Just slowing down, I really want you to hear this, because this was like, this transformed everything in my marriage when I got this point. I mean everything. So I just want to, like, if I had a drum here, beat the drum and just like overemphasize. I can't. It's impossible to overemphasize the importance of this. And every guy I coach and in men's groups, this point here, this distinction here, transforms everything. When you're coming from a time perspective and your wife asks more time off you, there's always going to be a part of you subconsciously that's resenting. And when you come from that perspective, she'll feel your resentment. She'll feel the low energy. What does she want? More time. If she's never fulfilled with your low energy, she's going to yearn more time, because it's like there's like a tank of your presence. There's a feeling essence in her, which is like, when, for a woman, when she feels her man fully present, and fully present is that full enthusiasm, sexual energy, he's like, you're impeccably there with her. It's like there's some tank inside of her that fills up. And when it gets to the top, she's like, I'm saturated. Her nervous system feels complete in that moment. And she's like, yeah, I am good. And she's smiling at you. Her eyes are lit up. She's soft. She's in her body. It doesn't matter how tough her day was. When you gift her that energy, she feels complete. She feels full in that moment. Yeah. An hour and a half later, an hour later, she might like need to feel your presence again, or the next day. That's the continual game. But when you gift that 10 out of 10 full enthusiasm and sexual energy to her, as expressed through complete presence with her, she's complete. The marriage hack in all of this is when you place your awareness on the importance of energy, you gift 10 out of 10 enthusiasm and radical presence to your woman. And I'm not saying that she doesn't need more time with you, but you give radical presence, radical enthusiasm for 10 minutes. She will feel infinitely more complete and radically fulfilled to the bottom, to the pit of her sexual energetic center. She'll be turned on by your presence in 10 minutes, more than an hour, more than 2 hours of you dragging your heels resentfully. You're sort of tired, you're exhausted, you're gifting your substandard 2, 3, 4, and I'd say even 5 out of 10 energy. You're tired, you're exhausted, it's like you're efforting. She's going to resent your efforting to her. She's going to know, it's like, fuck, you know, the client that calls, you know, anytime she might have, like a lot of people are working from home now, but she knows it. She knows that you gift your highest energy to work and to people in your local sports club. You gift it to your neighbor. But at home, that's when, you know, the doors close and public eyes are not on you. You just show up with your 3, 4 out of 10 energy and you think that's enough. She's going to want more time. She's going to invent problems. She's going to be like, let's have that long, awkward conversation about the problems that the kids are having at school. It's like, honey, I need to talk to you about this issue that I know subconsciously drives you fucking insane that you don't think is an issue. She's going to create issues that are non-negotiables, like you ethically can't not focus on them. Does that resonate with you? It's like times when your woman just goes, you're in your mind going, what the fuck? Like, there's no issue here. There's no problem. Like, why? Why are we talking about this again? That is a direct symptom that shows up in your woman because you're not gifting 10 out of 10 enthusiasm to her or to the kids or to your family environment. The space around you at home is getting your substandard deadening energy, and hence she incessantly, and this is subconscious, she doesn't do it to punish you, but it's like she's never fulfilled by your presence. So she yearns more time with you. And again, this causes so much frustration. This is why most men end up feeling subconsciously or consciously trapped, where our greatest freedom is actually driving out the door to go to wherever the hell is away from home. We love our woman. We love our family. You know, we as love as much as we can the life, but deep down, the greatest freedom is fucking off somewhere else. For so many men, like if you get really real, there's the tidy, you know, public version. Oh no, but I love my life and I love my... But like when you get really real and you like you're in a men's circle and like every man is just getting real about how he truly feels, there can be a feeling of guilt for feeling it, for thinking it, but it's real. For so many men, that's true. And it's all about energy. Whereas when you gift 10 out of 10 energy to your woman, anything she brings to you, any problem, any issue, she's like, hey, honey, can you tidy the hallway? It's like 10 out of 10 energy. Yeah, honey, 5 minutes later, haul is done. You'll have the energy. It's like, honey, is there anything else? Like you were saying, my parents are coming over. Like, did you need me to set the table? Is there anything else that you need done? And she's like, oh, honey, like, thank you. No, you're good. And then she's like, because you have gifted her 10 out of 10 energy, she's more likely to go, hey, honey, you know, you've had a hard day at work. Like, do you want to just go chill? Like, go for your run now. Because I know, like, get the run in before, or get the walk with the dog. You know, get a good wind of that. Like, you know, just so that you can be fully present with your parents. She's feeling alive. The wind is in her sails. The wind of your love, of your presence, of your enthusiasm. She's feeling complete as a woman. 10 minutes. 15 minutes. And I'm not saying this as a tactic to go, wow, can I just, like, package my marriage, you know, time blocks of what is necessary to just 10 minutes. No, it's actually you end up feeling exhilarated too as a man. You'll actually want to spend more time. Because why? You'll want to spend more time with your woman because what is, like, think about it. The experiences of highest exhilaration as a man in marriage. You know, visually, what are you seeing? What are you receiving from your woman? The most exhilarating moments in your marriage, if you just slow down and went like, when are the moments when I feel greatest attraction to my woman, greatest natural, like emerging love for her and appreciation of her? It's times when she's looking at you in that way, when she's looking at you like you're the shit, you're the man, you're the king of all kings, you're the one in a billion. Man, you're the reason she's on this planet. It's those moments. And it's like her eyes are looking at you. She's engaging with you. She has that soft look in her face, that sort of quirky, beautiful, cheeky smile. It can be a sexual game, innuendo going on between you, or just that nice, soft, compassionate empathy that she's there for you. She's melting in your presence. And as a man, you feel like you feel so wanted, so validated and accepted and loved by her. And you just, when you have those moments, it's like, that's why you're in the game of marriage with her. Yet, don't put the responsibility on her to give you her 10 out of 10. You know, a woman, again and again, I say, it's like a woman wants a man who is comfortable showing up as a leader, not taking over the leadership of the whole house, patriarch style, sort of like the old style. It's like, I'm the man, I wear the trousers. No, but a man that is comfortable with self leadership. And self leadership is taking extreme ownership of how you're showing up in every single moment. That's presence. That's what she wants. And she will flood you, inundate you with her open heart, soft yearning for you. And that's the most beautiful thing. So you will not mind more and more time with her, more conversation with you. But it's definitely infinitely more effective. So, a little bit of context there. It's sacred context. Want to touch base with you. Are you getting the point here? Does it hit home for you? You know, have you been gifting your 10 out of 10 energy levels, your highest enthusiasm and sexual energy around your woman as the most regular experience that she experiences of you in your evenings and, you know, like most regularly? And if you're sort of thinking, yeah, you're shit hot, like the really telling test here is, well, what would your wife answer? You know, if you were in the room and I was coaching you and then I just turned to your wife, it's like, hey, you know, Tommy here just told me that, like, he's gifting 8 out of 10 in enthusiasm levels and sexual energetic levels to you, like, as the most regular. That's his average, he's claiming. What would you put him at? And if she's being radically honest, what would your woman say? You know, your evening time average after work, what is that for her? And remember, evening time, normally, like, very regularly, like, there's a 5-day work week, sometimes it's 6 for some guys. I mean, that's a chunk of time in the year. It's 250 to 270 days of the year. It's the vast majority of our year. That's the amount of time. That's the amount of days, like when we talk about work. What would her answer be if she's been, like, fearlessly giving you feedback? Very often, the wife's answer will be a couple of notches down to the husband's answer. So the process I want to gift you today is one of the most potent processes or exercises you can do as a married man, as a man in general, for your whole life. There are whole life benefits for this, but they're absolutely essential for transforming your marriage. And the whole game here, again and again, is to support you with the highest enthusiasm and most inspirational education to empower you to be the marriage transforming force in your relationship. The most powerful process any husband can do, or one of the ones, is a married life energy audit. Sounds very formal, but it's so fundamental to transforming your life. Because, you know, at the beginning there, as I was making the intro, it's like, think about the overwhelming list of chores and responsibilities and things that looks like you have to do them. It's not this attitude of I get to do them. There's a long, lengthening, non-stop growing list of stuff that I have to do. So, oh man, I have to bring the kids there. Oh, I have to bring the fucking lawnmower to get it served. Oh, I have to organize the babies. Oh, I have to do the tax. Oh, I have to, I have to, I have to, I have to. This long list of shit that just fills up your life to the point of overwhelm, to the point at which you don't even bring into question anymore. It's like this, it's like you just submit to, this is what I just have to do. And like, where's the freedom? Well, the only freedom is 15 or 20 years in future when our kids are reared and have flown the nest, or, you know, you've sold your business, or you finally reach pension age. I mean, it's tragically pathetic. the sort of story that we tell ourselves that that's when we will be free. So I want to empower you to actually show up in a way through this process, this exercise I'm gifting you, to like turn it on its head and claim ownership, claim your freedom now, or definitely set in process dominoes that will knock over to gain you exponentially more and more freedom in your felt inner experience of freedom, of radical energy and enthusiasm going forward. And this starts with the married life energy audit. Think about it as a metaphor. It's like, if you water an entire flower bed, will the weeds grow or the flowers grow? It's simple. Like, if you're watering everything, because water has no ability to discriminate between the weeds and the flowers. And energy is the same. You know, your energy has no ability to discriminate between the weeds of wasted, you know, negative experiences in your life and the positive ones. Just if you put your energy everywhere, it's going to grow a little bit of everything. And if there's a mixed hash and you haven't done the work to discern between what are the weeds in your existence that you don't want to grow and what are the flowers, what's the nice shit, what's the negative shit, and what's the cool stuff, the positive stuff that, yeah, if you became aware, you'd feed more the flowers and the positivity than the weeds and the shit that are going to create more issue for you. This process is like just getting to know, like, the flowers that you want to feed and the weeds that you want to hack. And it goes like this. You make two lists. List number one, you make a list of all the people, places and things in your life that fill you with energy. You add to this list any habits or rituals you have that energize you. What are the things that just fill you up? It's like you go running, you always feel better after it. You do a bit of journaling, you meditate, you feel really good. You have a walk in nature, you walk the dog, you know, you make love with your woman, you go on date night. All of these things. Things that you do with your kids. It's like, oh, I just really love when we played that game, not that game. It's like, just they're the things that fill you up. Then you make a separate list. You can just get an A4 sheet, one side, the other side. I do encourage you to actually do this. I like to bring this into your life. This is like the integration part. You know, when you implement the ideas here, that's where the massive transformation. Make a separate list. And make a list of all the people, the places, the things, the activities in your life that drain you of energy. What are the shitty ones? What are the ones that you're like, you just know, it's like, oh, every single time, you're just going to feel a little bit more exhausted, a little bit more tired. Add to the list any habits or rituals that you have that exhaust you, that drain you of energy. Those things that you know, you just know better. So now you have two separate lists. And every man's list is going to be unique to himself. It's not really, you're not really at an end just yet. This is a good, like, if you do this, you're ahead of 99.9% of husbands already in self-awareness of, oh wow, you know, you're after looking at the terrain of your married life and you have that level of sort of like this point, it's not absolute black and white, but like you have a relatively black and white awareness of, wow, I haven't actually looked at it like this. These drain me. That speaking with that person drains me. You know, that activity at work, I hate doing the accounts, or I hate doing marketing, or you know, it's like the new person at work, there is the activity, oh, I hate the commute. You know, the new job, yeah, there's more money, but like it's that extra 30 minutes of a commute. That's just not working for me, and I get quite like even depressed at times with it. I just don't feel it's adding any value to my life. And then you have the opposite, like you know, you have the ones that fill you up. You're like, oh, anytime I paint, you know, the old beautiful thing that you used to do when you're growing up. You know, painting, but you rarely ever get time for it. But you just by doing this reflection, this reflective exercise, you start remembering. It's like, oh yeah, anytime I go trail running, but man, when was the last time I went trail running? Or you bring out these can be things that you do regularly, but that you want to make more time, or stuff that you've forgotten about. But you're like, yeah, that when I get to do that, I really just feel great about life. And there's parts of your life. It's like, as I said earlier on, it's like making love, date night, you know, just going for walks, going out for a coffee with just your wife. It might be like kids' free time. So you have this list. Now, as I say, you're ahead of the vast majority already by having that awareness. And if you bring that awareness already, like you'll see things that you can hack and things that you could minimize. If you want to go to the next level, you know, go through like get that those both of those lists as comprehensive, like really sit with it, like journal it over a couple of days where you keep going, and you're going to find the more you bring this awareness after this episode, bring an awareness in your life, you know, for this week, start becoming aware. It's like, oh, well, how do I relate with this activity energy wise? Like, is this a high energy? Is this something that, you know, is an energy expander, or is this an energy assassin? I like these terms. An energy expander, what's an energy assassin? So you get to that point of awareness and you start bringing into question all of the things in your married life reality. And in that list, when you have like a list that is said, okay, that's comprehensive, put a score beside it. Don't overthink this, but put a score on that activity of like 1 to 10. And like some of them will just be like 1 out of 10. No, that's just like, oh, I hate that every single time. And others will be like 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 10. And then you're going to go to the other side on the other list. They're probably going to be the 6, 7, 8, 9s up to 10 on the other side. Why the scoring is important is this is an exercise you can come back to like every quarter. If you want to be super, super enthusiastic and you see the massive benefits, like I might do this like once a month with my wife. It's like, okay, where are we at with our energy management? And we'll do this list out so you keep on top of it. You get the one, when you get the score 1 to 10, you see, you score everything 1 to 10, you have your list, they're the energy expanders, they're the energy assassins list. Some of those, you know, the first question is what of those activities or people I don't mean people that I can hack like violently or physically, but like what can I hack? What can I eliminate? What are those low down scores? Like that's a 1 out of 10, a 2 out of 10, a 3 out of 10. I mean, that's a massive energy cost. That takes a lot of your focus and attention and like just to get that done. And if every time your experience is emotionally that like it drains you of energy, you really need to bring it to question, can I eliminate that? Very often you're going to find creative ways where you can go, yeah, I don't actually have to speak with that person anymore. I can just stop showing up with that person. It can be old friends that you have that, you know, every time you speak to them, it's like, man, they're just dumping their shit on you, and you sort of feel this obligation that it's an old friend and like to be a good friend, you know, you need to be there, but actually you're the one that's giving all your enthusiasm to them and it's draining you. So every time you get off the phone or you come back from them, I mean, you're drained and you end up having to bitch and dump your shit with your wife in your sacred family space at the end of every conversation with this person. That's not good. That's intolerable, actually. So definitely, I encourage you to get ruthless with hacking. So you hack what you can of these activities, of these people that you end up being in the company of too often, of these places that you go to. They can be health habits like eating shitty foods, being on social media, porn, you know, just staying back late at work. It's like it drains your energy. You just, there's stuff you know it just is not good for you. Then there's going to be this bunch in between where there's certain activities that you're like, well, I can't actually at this given moment hack my drive to and from work. I can't actually, you know, my sons are super passionate about, you know, whatever they're playing chess, but I find chess is really boring. So you're not super engaged, and okay, you can. So you when you're bringing them to chess practice or soccer practice or whatever, like you might find that that's boring. Yet, if it's something that you just genuinely can't hack, you can't cut out of your life. It's something that's important to the ecosystem of your family. So you've got to show up as a husband, as a dad, as a man in that activity, in that place, anywhere, or with that person. My challenge to you then is when you become aware of, yeah, my repeated experience of that, it's like it's an energy drainer, but I can't eliminate it. Well, then my challenge to you, my encouragement and invitation is to ask this question. What do I need to do to bring that score up? How can I get creative in that time block with that person, with that activity, in that place to make it an energy expander? You know, with the person, it's like just set a boundary. It's like, man, listen, you're constantly talking negative about your family here. I don't really do that. Like, can I support you in getting a bit more positive with it? Like, where are you not being responsible as a dad? Just direct communication with them, or just set a boundary. It's like, I don't want to talk about like the shit going on in the world. I mean, I have enough stuff going on in my life. I don't have a personal need to always hear about the negative shit that's happening in life. So just set the boundary. If you're on the commute to and from work, you could get creative. It's like, yeah, I'm normally just listening to the radio and like shit that's going on in the world and blah blah blah, and I'm just into a trance state and like feeling negative, feeling stagnant because there's traffic, and you know, it's just my mind is getting frustrated about just the waste of time that it is. Well, if you have to show up, well, can you get like an online course? Can you listen to this podcast on the way to from work? Can you find, you know, do up your favorite high vibrational sort of music track? Your choice. Get 20 tracks where it's like, when you listen to those, you feel absolutely pumped. Listen to inspirational, educational audio courses that are upgrading your skill set that will allow you actually start your own business or transition away from work so you can work from home. That is empowering you. That over the course of 6 months to a year, you're infinitely more educated and inspired as a result of that commute. Get creative. So it might have started on your list as a 2 or 3 out of 10, but getting creative, you're like, well, actually, my commute to and from work is, I'm really grateful for that free time because I'm educating myself so much and I'm feeling so inspired as a result of it, etc., etc. It's your self-reflective time, it's your meditative time. The lists are endless of what can be on your unique lists, but get creative, that's the second bit. And then, with the ones that are just, they're energy expanding by nature, they're the stuff that you love, well, quadruple down in them. Bring out of the closet all of those beautiful things that you used to do in the past, that used to have you feeling super alive and energized. I speak with so many guys that they end up, men that can be in tears, because it's like, they used to love being in the outdoors, used to go, love going mountain biking or climbing or playing sport. You know, I think of some guys that gave up, like speaking to a man there recently, he used to love playing badminton and tennis. And like when he got married, he just stopped. Just life got busy. And it was like, there's this deep yearning. Like he's like almost at the age where he can't, if he was feeling he couldn't go back. He was sort of, In his latter years, but it's just the reflection sort of held true for me. I'm like, wow, you know, like how often we relinquish our hold on sacred activities that fill us up and they get lost in life. And then we blink and 10 years is gone. We blink again, 20, 30 years is gone. And then we're sort of resentful. And it's like we put the blame on marriage. And, you know, if you're putting the blame on marriage, you end up putting the blame. Your wife ends up being the source, the focal point of your resentments with marriage is going to be placed on her. It's going to be communicated and projected on her a lot of the time. And that's a shitty, shitty space. It's a shitty place for a woman to end up being, that it's like, oh, my man is just not happy with marriage. He's just not happy with this whole experience. Well, this exercise here really puts a foundation under your feet, physically, energetically, psychologically, spiritually, that if you lean in on this, and I say that, I underline that, if you have the courage to lean in on this reflection, if you have the courage, I'm challenging you, like eliminate if, set the challenge for yourself, get 30 minutes in the upcoming days, get some time this weekend, the next block of time, get a sheet out, put a line down the middle, one side put energy expanders, get the things that really G you up, expand your energy, renew, you know, the specific rituals, the behaviors, all of those, the places, the people, the activities that expand your energy. Get the other side, the energy assassins, the opposite side, the ones that chop your wings, that make you end up feeling exhausted and tired and resentful and just like, submitted to life. The most horrible psychological experience when you just feel submissed to, that's just, there's same shit, different day, and you've no power. Make up the list and get super creative with hacking out what is just intolerable and has no space going forward. Get creative with the ones in the middle and quadruple down. Bring as much time and visit and set your whole lifestyle around the activities that bring up your energy. As a result of doing this, your energy is going to be more and more and more in a level of enthusiasm for life. You're going to feel way more empowered. You're going to feel so in your power that enthusiasm and joy and appreciation and a feeling of sexual drive. Because when you bring the sense of control, sexual energy is engendered in a man that feels a sense of control in life. You know, sexual energy is the energy that helps us penetrate the world to get what we want. So when you're gifting that level of highest enthusiasm and sexual drive to your woman in the world, you're going to feel on fire. You're going to feel better. Your woman is going to feel sexually attracted to you. She's going to feel your presence. She's going to feel your leadership. She's going to trust you infinitely more. And she's going to be looking at you and relating with you with those beautiful smiles, with that softness, with that caring. And she's going to actually prioritize your needs. And she's going to suggest, hey, you know, with that level of enthusiasm, she's her cup is full. So she's going to be like, she's going to make the links. She's like, hey, honey, you know, get off to your five-a-side football, you know, soccer practice with the guys, the five-a-side, like, man, you know, like, you didn't have it for years, but, you know, you're feeling way better now, so get off to it. No, like, I'm okay, I'll get the kids, I'll do, like, you get to that. Or your time in nature, your walks, your meditation time. She's going to get the feedback from you that these activities are absolutely essential. Why? Because she's... It's like there's a balance in the system. Her sails are full with the wind of your love and your enthusiasm. So she's naturally going to feed more of the activities that is helping you show up as the man that's the one in a billion. And that is the whole core point of being the husband she brags about. At the core point is you only start being the husband she brags about when you start consciously creating your life around energy management and energy awareness. Going super deep in this today, but remember, pillar number four of the Be the Husband She Brags About marriage mastery system. And marriage mastery, it doesn't matter, guys, how you've been showing up until now. I remind you, you know, for those of you that are listening in regularly, those of you that are just welcoming in for the first time, I remind you and let you know for the first time, if your first visit here, my marriage was an absolute disaster zone 3 years ago. This exercise here is what has transformed my married life. It's potentially one of the most potent exercises I've ever done as a husband, as a father, as a man in my life. It's brought an massive sense of control. Every single one of the men that I coach, they do this. This is like a foundational exercise that they do. It transforms everything. So you're listening in. It's one of the highest leverage things you can do. I'm at a risk here. Like the amount of passion that I feel and hearing the stories of how guys are struggling, but also hearing the stories of how guys are having personal victories, how you potent guys that are listening in, that are implementing these ideas, how your marriages are transforming, how your woman, your women, your wives, your goddesses, your queens are looking at you differently, are relating to you differently, your sex lives are getting on fire again after months or years of having like a lull, how she's just trusting you more. I want those types of results and infinite, unlimited positive results flooding your marriage experience, flooding your nervous system with a feeling of confidence, a feeling of courage, a feeling of hope that, you know, tomorrow is going to be a little bit better than today. And like, if that is true for one day, what about, you know, over the next 6 months, 10 months, 12 months, infinitely getting better? There are no limits, guys. With great love. And coming into landing here, reminding you, any of you guys that are feeling, you know, you might be feeling the intensity of what's facing you at home. And sometimes I know you can join this conversation and it can feel super intense. I know it was for me like 3 years ago and it still is today. You know, I have massive support around me. I've a men's group all the time. I have my coaching support for my own personal needs. So it's an intense journey no matter what. But if there are some of you guys or a lot of you guys that are really feeling a deepening desire to transform your marriage, you're definitely going to be excited and it's perfectly set and designed to help you transform your marriage. Just to Be the Husband She Brags About 6 month marriage transformation challenge that's going to be kicking off in January. I am so pumped and excited to be inviting a small potent group of men into a 6 month whole married life transformation experience. It's going to be, simply put, there's three steps in it. It's hack out what is not working in your marriage through direct high flame coaching from myself, feedback from the other guys, then implement what's proven to work. It's like implementing the Be the Husband She Brags About marriage mastery system, which we're going into, like the pillar number four today, state mastery, that's just one of the different parts of that comprehensive system that's pretty much guaranteed when you implement it. And like, that's why it's a system. It's proven to work. And I want this happening for you guys. Implement what's proven to work is number two. Number three, you know, rapidly during that the space of 6 months, you're just going to be living out number three, which is living your have it all happily ever after marriage. That is going to be so exciting. It's going to be an adventure of a lifetime. It's going to transform the guys that potently, courageously show up within that and invest their time and energy into doing it. You're going to feel on fire. Your wife is going to be looking at you, honoring you, feeling amazing around you, feeling trust for you, levels of trust she's never had before, levels of love and passion and sexual attraction for you like never before. And those powerful guys, like, that's just going to spread out to your kids, if you have kids or if you're taking part in a parenting journey. Yeah, that's coming up in January. I'm inviting you to get yourself on the email list. Jump over to kingsoffreedom.me. The link is in the podcast episode description. You also have Get the 15 Simple Habits to Be the Husband She Brags About, an amazing free resource for all of you guys. Really want you to have the best available resources there. And a once a week email. There again, it's a 3-5 minute read. Just load yourself with the weaponry that will take on everything, that's every challenge in the battlefield of your marriage. With deep bows and massive love, ending with the mantra of our amazing movement that's expanding every single week with more and more guys listening in, husbands listening in around the planet. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing kingly day.